Why?
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Makes a funny signature. But he does give us a lot of pens.
Clearly giving the pens that were used in the signing ceremony to the chairman of the relevant committees, as well as the House managers who will be walking over to the Senate for this delivery.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It was unusual to see that kind of ceremony and handing out the pens.
They had a silver platter for the pens. Everybody got a special party favor, a little pen to take home. We are paying for those frickin' pens and for that platter.
The pens that they gave us as commemorative pens were actually misprinted. The word united was misspelled.
Our lives are in your hands and you have butterfingers?
Democrats did what you would expect in a campaign event. Posed for pictures, smiled, handed out gifts to one another, and Speaker Pelosi even fist-pumped on the House floor during what should have been a serious debate.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
What do you think is the main inaccuracy or the main lie that's being told that you feel like you can correct?
That the president didn't know what was going on. President Trump knew exactly what was going on.
In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What? You'll have to speak up. I'm a little hard of hearing.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me a liar. You told me.
Fight. 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 Fight.
All right, let's not do it.
I don't want to get in the middle of it. I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I've called her a liar so many times on national TV, I can't even remember how many. And that's just with Tucker Carlson. What about on my own show? What about on
how
Fox and
you?
Friends? She is a liar. She's not only impeached, she's convicted by her own videotape. She tells one story to one group in one year and another totally different story to another group in a different year or a different week or a different day. Good Lord. I'm kind of irritated today. I'm about as irritated as Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who is now my second favorite Republican congressperson. My most favorite is Devin Nunes from California. That doesn't change very much. Until I saw her today with the CNN reporter, I'd say Louis Gohmert would be my second favorite, but now Martha McSally. Sometimes we're embarrassed by the people that come out of New England and embarrass us. I'm thinking now of Adam Schiff, among so many others from Framingham. But, you know, I'm happy today to say that Martha McSally is a native of Rhode Island. She's one of us. She was in the Air Force. And, you know, I could take her or leave her. I was for her when she was running against, what was the woman's name? Sinema, the crazy woman from who actually won the seat in Arizona, but then Martha McSally was appointed to the vacancy. But today, they're going crazy again. They've got the new Michael Avenatti, the new Michael Cohen, the new Stormy Daniels, the new emoluments clause. You know, go down the list. Today's 25th Amendment is some guy named Lev Parnas. And he's a Ukrainian, another Ukrainian. And he's got the goods on Donald Trump. He's trying to stay out of prison. So he's got the goods on Donald Trump. He's got the goods on everybody. He's probably got the goods on me and Grace too. If they asked him and he thought it would keep him out of jail, he'd say that we though that Grace she didn't know what's going on. I talked to her, that whiskey priest. The whiskey priest is out of business, Lev. This was after it closed down. I was hired to burn it down by Grace. He'll say anything. Uh, 844-500-4242. 781 says, I've been texting this to you for 2 years now. I hope I'm wrong, but I've always been afraid Rudy was going to be the downfall of Trump. He was great, but now he's too old, too drunk, and thinks he has no legal bounds. But what, you know, even if everything Lev Parnas says is true, and I don't think it is, what does it matter? I mean, what did, what exactly, they're talking about, they're not going to, he say if they don't have an investigation of Biden. By the way, do you want an investigation of Biden? I want an investigation of Biden. So if they don't have investigation of Biden, Pence no go to comedian's inauguration as president. So what? So what?
I know what you're saying, Howie, but I agree with that texter in the sense that Rudy is becoming what my mom used to call me when I was younger, which is the common denominator. I was one of four, and every time a fight would break out or a problem arose, she said, Grace, you are the common denominator in all of these fights. Rudy is the common denominator in all of these legal issues, and sometimes I wish he would step aside and shut his mouth, because he's unless he has the stuff to back it up, and now is the time to show it. I don't know why he's hiding anything.
Well, you know, there's a story in the new issue of the New York Times Magazine about Rudy, and the guy was trying to basically set up an interview with Rudy for months, and Rudy just keeps emailing him and texting him. If you're not going to talk to a reporter, just don't respond. Don't tell him why you're going to do it, or lay out your grievances. Festivus is over, you know. Just move on. And Rudy can't do that. And you know, the thing is, Rudy knew that they were lining him up for this headshot, because back in the spring, I don't know if you remember this, he was on the show one day, and it was right after they announced that he was going to Ukraine. And I said, why aren't you going to Ukraine? And he said, I thought they were setting me up. Well, they were setting him up. So we knew what was happening.
I was driving into work this morning listening to the Lev Parnas interview, and there was another interview he did with Anderson Cooper later after the one with Rachel Maddow, and I think the first words out of his mouth when asked a question by Anderson was that he always said with Rudy Giuliani to whomever they were meeting with that he was speaking on behalf of Donald Trump the person, not Donald Trump the president. Which for me discounted anything that he had to claim later in the interview. Just meant nothing.
Yeah, I don't think, again, I don't, they're back to quid pro quo. And Pelosi yesterday started saying, wait, the American people got the Chinese president, not Vladimir Putin and Russia. I mean, we're back to Russia, and we're back to quid pro quo. It's back to the future. You know, when does it end? At what point do they stop gnawing on the bone? There's no meat left on any of these bones. 844-500-4242. Is this why they were holding on to the articles of impeachment? One theory is that they were waiting for a back order on the pens. But I don't know. We were running low on pens, and Brandon just went down today to Staples. You know, it's very close, but we just bought some. I mean, maybe her pens needed to be embossed.
How are we low on pens? Every time you do a hit on Tucker, you come back with a handful of pens.
I don't know.
That you steal from the studio.
I don't know. This is the thing. I don't know why we needed pens, but he handed me a bunch of pens today. I needed a couple of legal pads, but I didn't notice that I needed any pens. But I'll be signing the articles of whatever today. Maybe I'll be signing a happy birthday card to myself later on today, and I'll pass these pens out to the VIPs. Anyway, 844-500-4242. The markets aren't worried about this impeachment nonsense, says 603. There's a lot of green on my stock ticker again today. Yeah, I mean, the stock market's not worried. It's just us TV viewers that are getting angry. And you know, the thing is, there's a lesson here. There was a lesson last night on Jeopardy here with the fact that they didn't do we have that cut? I'm looking at that. Do we have that cut? I'm looking for it. I just don't see it on the It's the Jeopardy cut. Okay, let's. So it was on Jeopardy, I guess, last night. And, you know, those people on Jeopardy, they have to go through tryouts. They're pretty well versed in the issues of the day. So sometimes they show pictures. And so this was U.S. representatives or U.S. House, whatever it was, Congress. And so they flip up a picture of Adam Schiff.
U.S. representatives for 12.
1/53 of California's House delegation is this Intelligence Committee chairman. His name is Adam Schiff. Back to you, Veronica.
Composers for 2000.
Think about that. I mean, you and I watched it last night. We were watching it when it was on TV, when it was live on TV. Adam Schiff was walking down the hall. You know, as Greg Gutfeld so brilliantly put it, it looked like an Adams Family baptism, you know? But he's walking down the halls like, everyone in the world is watching me walk down the halls. 7 billion people, probably they're watching this on Mars and Jupiter. And the fact is, nobody knows who he is.
You know why they
Even
didn't
the people
recognize
on
him?
Jeopardy.
You know why they didn't recognize him? Because it was just a regular picture. It wasn't the TV shot of him with glow balls for eyes.
No, you're right. I guess they did one on lunatic cable TV alt left hosts, and they showed a picture of Rachel Maddow, and the same thing happened. Nobody had a clue who she was. Nobody would even say who is Shep Smith, or who is Anderson Cooper, or who is Don Lemon. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Someday soon it will be spring. We get one more minute of daylight every day, so it's on its way, and that means it'll be time to go back to Cape Cod and vacation down there. So joining us today on for the Cheap Bastard Deal is Dave Henchy from Nauset Beach Inn. And this is in Orleans, and it's the one hotel on the Cape Cod National Seashore, correct?
Yeah, it's the only lodging inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. So we're sitting right there on top of the beach. Every room has a 8-foot picture window where you're looking right
ocean
out on the ocean.
Ocean views at a price you can afford anytime, but especially now with the Cheap Bastard Deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Nauset Beach Inn is closed right now because you're remodeling all the rooms.
Yes, we're putting all new floors in and redoing the wall, and we're painting and all new furniture and, you know, new double queen beds and, you know, the rocking chairs to look out the windows and microwaves, coffee makers.
Oh, that looks sounds great.
You know, it was in there, new chest of drawers.
So that's great. So what the deal is this is usually the rooms cost $199.
Yeah, in the spring it's $199 a night.
That's $199 before the season really gets underway.
Exactly.
It's $199. So you can buy a one night, one room for $100, half price basically.
Exactly, and there's no restrictions on it at all. You can come any night between May 1st and June 8th, excluding Memorial Day. I'm sorry, folks. It's Memorial Day.
I understand. We all understand. Yes.
And you can come and stay and enjoy time with your family. The room sleep four people comfortably.
Four people? You can bring four people in?
Yeah, sure, you can bring four people in.
Because you got two double beds.
You got two, really nice brand new queen beds with $2,000 mattresses.
Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Sorry.
All right, so you can bring the whole family is what you're saying.
You can, and you can really enjoy it. And the idea is to introduce the place to people in the spring.
Right. So you can get the word of mouth in all the various places.
Exactly. Once somebody goes there, they come back. It's already 70% booked for the season.
So what you do is you go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and it's $199 usually, and it's $100. And you'll get a certificate. It entitles you to a one-night stay at the Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans, in the only place inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. The dates are valid May 1st through June 8th, except for Memorial Day weekend. And if you cannot make those dates, you can come in October also. And by the way, six people that bought it, the last Cheap Bastard deal, they didn't show up.
No, they didn't show up. And I got one note from one nice lady in Arlington in the mail. Please give us a call. We'll still honor the certificate.
That's for all six.
Yes,
we'll still honor it. Okay, so the process is simple. I'm just reading this now. Call Dave or his people at 508-255-2364, and they'll book the night for you. Again, anytime between May 1st and June 8th. This is a great time to go. It's before the roads get jammed up.
Yeah, that's true.
It's nice.
It's quite
before the mosquitoes.
It is before the mosquitoes and the no-see-ums and the greenheads, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is it. Right now you can get a $199 room for four at the Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans for $100. Any night except Memorial Day between May 1st and June 8th. This is a great deal, and it sounds like a wonderful place.
Yeah,
to
you
be.
Got to just look at the website. It's NausetBeachInn.com.
That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Yeah.
NausetBeachInn.com.
It's fantastic. We're only 750 feet from the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear the waves all day long, and it's a great way to go to sleep at night, to tell you the truth. It really is nice.
No. I know the mailroom manager sometimes puts on the little thing, the sound.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
On Alexa or whoever. Okay, so get on board now. These are going to go fast. There are not many of them. So just go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store, and Nauset Beach Inn, an ocean view from every room. And so things are going well. You're gonna keep this thing going.
Oh my gosh, yes. You know, I've got everyone from my 7-year-old to my 21-year-old working with us, of course. The kids, and we bring down students from Suffolk University, the business students for interns in the summer.
Yeah.
The place is just fabulous. I mean, people love it. We've got 4 acres of land there, and we've only got 12 rooms. So there's a huge lawn on this thing. It's a natural amphitheater, and it looks right out at the beach.
Yeah.
You know, you can see the whales in the morning. I've got a wonderful group of coyotes I see every morning now when I come over there. But
Hold the coyotes.
Well,
give me some extra whales.
We have several hundred beautiful little bunnies that run around the property.
Oh, okay.
Which attract the coyotes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Okay, get it now. Nauset Beach Inn, HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Oh, we're sold out of the Nauset Inn Beach gift certificate. I mean, he's only got 12 rooms. We didn't have a lot. We didn't have a lot, but he comes back usually twice a year. So just hang on, and you'll have another chance. But it really is a nice place, and it's just that seashore is beautiful, and they've slowly removed all the houses. You know, since they had lease, people had leases, and when the lease would expire, that the government would grab the property back, and this is the last place. And I guess he's kind of grandfathered in. So, but anyway, it's all done. So check out the NausetBeachInn.com and see it. It's amazing how scenic it is. Check it out. All right, 844-500-4242. Experience the amazing benefits of Superbeats. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you worried about Lev Parnas?
The fact that he goes on MSNBC and CNN rather than anywhere else leads me to believe there's nothing there. Just like the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, announcing that, oh, oh, they held the aid, withheld the aid from the Ukraine, and it was a violation of law. How odd that they decided to pick today to release the information. They're about, the GAO is about as on the level as the Federal Bureau of Investigation or the Massachusetts State Police.
I'm going to go ahead and guess you're not worried.
I'm just exasperated. I'm like Martha McSally, I believe is the best person I could describe my feelings as in relation to.
92% say they're not worried either.
Yeah. So this, if you haven't seen this, this is classic. And again, I'm proud to say that she's from our area, New England. Martha McSally, she's a senator from Arizona. I believe she's former Air Force. I think she's a pilot. And so she's walking down the hall today, and this, to coin a phrase, this liberal hack, Manu Raju, it comes up to her and tries to sandbag her with a question.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Man, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
You're not going
to
comment, Senator?
You're a liberal hack.
I like this new way they're doing things on Capitol Hill. They repeat it, whether it's Elizabeth Warren, you call me a liar. You call me a liar. And now today, that's an even better one. You're a liberal hack. You're a liberal hack. So Manu Raju thinks, oh, I've finally risen to the level of Jim Acosta. So he tweets it out. This journalism, he's going to get the Pulitzer Prize. Maybe he's going to get the Nobel Prize for making her call him a liberal hack. Like she's going to be embarrassed. So as soon as he tweets it out, she retweets it and says, "You are," meaning a liberal hack. Let's listen to it again.
Senator McSally, should the Senate consider new evidence as part of the impeachment trial?
Man, you're a liberal hack. I'm not talking to you.
You're not going
to
comment, Senator?
You're a liberal hack.
You know, if Mitt Romney had adopted that attitude in 2012, he might be president today. He might be wrapping up his second term as president of the United States. That's the way you have to respond. These are not your friends. Mitt, Susan Collins, Murkowski. I mean, Marcia McSally is handling this the right way. And I'll bet, you know what? I'll bet she raises $1 million in fundraising in the next day or so. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. That's just so classic. 844-500-4242. We have Trump's response to this guy, Lev Parnas, today. This was just a few moments ago at the White House. It wasn't live. It's one of these things where they just bring in the cameras and then they run outside and put the tape on the satellite. But here, this was just a few minutes ago in the Oval Office.
What is your response to Lev Parnas, who says that your efforts in Ukraine were all about 2020? You just wanted Joe Biden out. What's your response?
Well, I don't know him. I don't know Parnas, other than I guess I had pictures taken, which I do with thousands of people, including people today that I didn't meet, but just met him. I don't know him at all. Don't know what he's about. Don't know where he comes from. Know nothing about him. I can only tell you this thing is a big hoax. It's a big hoax. We call it, this is the current hoax. We've gone through the Russian witch hunt. We've gone through a lot of them from probably before I came down the escalator, but certainly since I came down the escalator, you take a look at what's happened. And in the meantime, our country, it doesn't matter what he's trying to probably make a deal for himself. I don't even know who this man is, other than I guess he attended fundraisers, so I take a picture with him. I'm in a room. I take pictures with people.
You know, Joe Biden brags about shaking down the Ukraine into firing this prosecutor who's going after the company that's giving his son all this, his crackhead son, all this dirty money. And they say that has nothing to do with anything. But they want to impeach Trump because he had his picture taken with this guy. But Biden bragging about something, about again, leveraging over $1 billion in U.S. aid to make sure his son was still getting this dirty money from this company in a country where he didn't speak the language, in an industry that he knew nothing about. That's okay. That's not kosher to ask him any questions about that. And they keep saying, Giuliani, Nunes, Trump, they all wanted to dig up dirt. Dig up dirt is a synonym for investigate a scandal involving U.S. taxpayer dollars. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is Kevin McCarthy talking about Pelosi fist pumping and what it was like. This is the Republican leader of the House, cut nine.
If this was really as serious as they claimed this would be, yesterday was no cause for celebration. But in that case, Democrats did what you would expect in a campaign event. Posed for pictures, smiled, handed out gifts to one another, and Speaker Pelosi even fist pumped on the House floor during what should have been a serious debate. And I'm sure most of you got a pin as well. Their behavior is disgusting and appalling. Every person in this country should be enraged at the fraud, the waste, and abuse they have seen from Democrats in this majority. Millions of dollars spent, countless hours lost on their unrelenting hatred towards this president. It is not enough that Speaker Pelosi and her colleagues have been determined to embarrass the president in our own country, but there is a worse trend that has taken on. Whenever the president is helping to strengthen our country on the international stage, Democrats are trying to bring him down on Capitol Hill.
It is so true. And that yesterday was probably the best example yet. I mean, that was a big deal yesterday. They've been trying a long time to get something out of China. And again, they're bad actors. We're going to have to watch them very closely. But they finally signed an agreement. And we have them on record as saying they're going to play fair in trade. And what could the Democrats do? They just tried to embarrass the president. And they embarrassed themselves with that silliness yesterday. Just it was ridiculous, wasn't it? Just and Greg Gutfeld, you know, the alt-left media were saying, oh, that was so disgraceful what Greg Gutfeld said at this somber moment. And he called it when he described it as the Adams family baptism. I wish I thought of that. That was perfect. I was saying it was like the Cardinals, but it was worse than not the St. Louis Cardinals, the Rome Cardinals. But it was worse than that kind of puff of white smoke BS. It was the Adams. That's what they look like too. They look. Jerry Nadler is Uncle Fester, isn't he? And and of course, Speaker Pelosi is Letitia or whatever her name was. 844-500-4242-978. Always liked McSally. Freaking love her now. Yeah, I could take her or leave her. She always seemed to have a bit of Mitt Romney in her. You know what I mean? I always thought she kind of got spooked, and I was surprised she didn't go after that woman Sinema that she was running against. I mean, who's now the other senator from Arizona, who's a real nut. I mean, a real nut. And I thought McSally could have done a lot more with her, you know, in that campaign. But she didn't want to, you know, she was trying to, you know, play it down the middle. She went a little too Susan Collins, but I think that thing calling him a liberal hack, that was Margaret Thatcher like almost, you know. That was good stuff. Let's see here, Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I was just I jumped over to a news station with a very high frequency to check the traffic for a second, and they were carrying some third-party audio news service. It wasn't like Reuters or any big network, and the news babe was saying that Mexican governmental officials were successful in convincing Donald Trump to go with their North American trade deal. And they said that he finally relented and it bore some fruit. Can you believe it? Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. They I love my affiliates, but I never stay tuned for the newscast at the top or the bottom of the hour, no matter what the affiliate is, you know, because there's a chance that's the kind of BS I'm going to hear. It is. And it's amazing too, you know, I listen to radio stations online in places like Texas. And it's the same thing. It's all the alt left media. You know, you've got to get your news from the internet is what it boils down to. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Shep Smith and Schiff in the same line there. They do have a few things in common.
Now, Arthur, stop it.
You know something? It's so sickening to see this. You know, I can only watch it for a few seconds, then I have to turn on some old black and white movie, and then I come back to see if anything new. You know, this could have been disposed of in a court of law in an American 15 minutes, and it would have been thrown out, and yet look at how far it's got.
I know. There's no evidence here. You know? Let's go back. There's no crime to begin with. There's no crime alleged in the articles of impeachment. And then whatever they're alleging, there's no evidence of whatever it is that they're alleging, right? So you're right. I mean, it would be you'd be going your honor, I move to dismiss this case. The prosecution has presented no evidence of any crime, no crimes. My client is not charged with any crimes, and there's no evidence of that he did anything, period. Right? All right. Thanks for the call, Arthur. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
It's Thursday afternoon, and that means it's time for us to be joined by Kevin Frisbee of FrisbeeAssociates.com. He's the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. And I promoted you. So
yeah, it's fun. That's fun. I like to be the wizard.
So the stock market, despite the latest hoax, as the president just called it in the Oval Office again, the stock market continues to rise. I think that tells us something, doesn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, certainly, Howie. Listen, it's been noise. Our managers that manage our portfolios only go by data and don't pay attention to that noise for rightful reasons. Just like you see all this stuff going on and the witch hunt. The impeachment, nothing's affected the stock market negatively, including Iran. That happened about 2 weeks ago. That didn't even affect the stock market. So we're still on the rise. We don't expect it's going to continue to keep going up the way it's going, but it's up the last 5-6 days because of the China deal that they signed yesterday, which is very positive for the American economy.
Right. And it's just the first step, obviously. And again, the Chinese don't have a good track record for keeping their end of these kinds of deals. But still, it's better than nothing, isn't it?
Well, he signed it in steps like that. He's a smart guy. I mean, let's face it. He signed it in steps because he knows the Chinese don't have a history of keeping their deals. So he didn't want to give all of the goods for the American economy. He said, here, take this step. We'll move along down the road. So he's the art of the deal, right? He's structuring this the way he sees fit. And I think it's going to be positive overall for the economy.
And now we're getting the replacement deal for NAFTA. So everything's good. Right.
Everything's well. That signed today. I saw the Senate pass that through today. The trade deal again, and everything seems to be good right now. It always makes me nervous though, Howie, when everything seems to continue to rise. It doesn't always go up every single day. So a little cautionary tone is what people should be taking. Cash it in. Smile when you get your statements. You know, everybody's getting their year-end statements right now. Everybody's got a grin on their face. But just pay attention and be cautious, just in case that something turns.
So what's your what are you offering today, Kevin, at Frisbee Associates?
Yeah, today I want to mention a few upcoming seminars. Unfortunately, they're not in Massachusetts, so all your Mass listeners probably won't be able to attend, but we've got some big seminars coming up here in the state of Maine in the next couple of days. One of them in Waterville on Saturday from noon to 2. That's going to be an asset preservation workshop, and we're serving lunch at that. The other one next Tuesday in Brewer, Maine, from 6 to 7, I'm sorry, from 10 a.m. until noontime, and then Brewer, Maine on the 28th, Retirement Income Planning Workshop from 6 to 7:30. So if anybody's listening, if you're within, you know, a 30-minute driving distance, it's worth your time to come out. We do a great job. Informational workshops. And, of course, we always offer every week, Howie, if somebody wants to do that portfolio x-ray, do the analysis, we'll do that complimentary as well.
And what's the number? What's the number, Kevin? And what's the website?
Phone number is 1-800-989-9100. And the website they can find us on is frisbeebenefits.com. That's spelled Frisbee with an I-E, benefits with an S.
And again, give us the phone number, Kevin.
Sure. The number is 1-800-989-9100.
Most of us have been burned enough by rising markets and then getting caught in a correction to know that sometimes you want to take money off the table. But it bears repeating, I think. And, you know,
that's the point, yes.
Yeah. So give us the number one more time and the web address, Kevin.
800-989-9100, and it's frisbeebenefits.com.
Great. The Wizard. That's Kevin Frisbee, the Wizard. I'm Howie Carr.